I wanted to know about this idea that with Sarva Bhavana and this book, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, whether I should do something. He said, I realize my qualification is to preach to devotees about Vaidhi Bhakti. And this is important and it's helpful. I'm saying that to you, that my qualification is I can help devotees, tell them how to avoid illicit sex and how to chant japa. But this is such an elevated subject matter.
Certainly.
So he said, Sarva Bhavana said, still, it has to be made accessible to Western people. So even though you don't have such a high qualification, if you follow the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti and just try to explain it to
how you can, we can explain?
That's what I want to ask.
How? We can write and write something about Vaidhi Bhakti there. But Prem Bhakti Chandrika is Raganuga, quite Raganuga. And his Prarthana is also very high classes of Raganuga Bhajan. Siddha Pranali as a Siddha Bhav. What can we give to those who don't know ABCD of Raganuga? For them, the slokas of Srimad Bhagavat in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 9th, canto, and 10th, 11th, and 12th, and all other books are there. Sikshastak, Upadeshamrita, all these books are. But when he is telling that Prem Bhakti ka Chandrika, he is telling that Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugala Kishor. No? Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugala Kishor. And like so. And he is telling and gives his reference to this slok, that there should be a sthayi bhav. And upon sthayi bhav, there should be vibhav, sattvik, and vyabhichari, four matters of prem. All these mixed together becomes a bhakti rasa. So, he's writing that for this we should go to any rasik Vaishnav bhakta. Vibhav, sattvik and sthayi bhav, they don't know anything ABCD of Raganuga. What they will understand? If there is a vibhav. Vibhav of two kinds. The bhav are of two kinds. Alamban bhav, Uddipan bhav. Alamban are of two kinds. Asay ang bishay. I was telling that vibhav is of two kinds. No?
Yes. Ashraya and bishay.
Bishay and Uddipan. All are vibhav. Each ras has a sthayi bhav. Understanding?
Yes.
And each ras sthayi bhav has its own visaya, asraya, and uddipana. The ashray of madhur rash is not the same as of vatsalya rash. Uddipana are not same. The age of Krishna, Pauganda, Balya, Pauganda and Kishore. In this, Kishore is only useful in Madhura, not Pauganda and Balya. Here we are telling about, we are discussing about Madhura. Here Vishaya is Krishna. Who Krishna? Here who is Krishna? This Krishna? Who is very expert to service of Srimati Radhika? The Krishna who is so much happy to have the prints of Radhika, avatar print here. So there are 16 virtues of Krishna in this ras. Having all the virtues of 16, Krishna, Kishore, and especially Lalita Nayak, Dhira Lalit. Nayak here is Vishay. And Sarvagun Sampanna, Kalavati Srimati Radhika. Kalavati, you know?
Yes, that's in the verse here, Arjo.
It will come.
Yeah.
Kalavati Krishna, Radhika. Here, worshipped by Kalanidhi, is Ashraya Valamban. No? What is Uddipak? All the things that Radhika has given print on the body of Krishna. And all Mayur Nitya Vrindavan sceneries, especially Kunja, Lata, Creeper, and Creeper which is very yellow creeper, going on, climbing on tamal tree there. So these are Uddipak, Jamuna. All these things are. What is Anubhav? All the Anubhav of Srimad Bhagavatam has been given are in Ujjwal Ninmani of Singaras, Anubhav, Sattvik, Vyabhichari, all things. Dipta, Pradipta, Sudipta, no? All these things. How you will describe? Here he has Narottam is telling in a sutra all these things. From a Raganuga guru, you should learn Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvik and Sthayi, all bhavs. Can you explain for Western countries, those that don't know anything, ABCD? Always deeply immersed in the Vaibhav and Bhog, how they can? So what you should write here? The explanation of all these things there?
And if you try to explain it without reference to that, then what is the use of that?
No use at all?
Not an explanation, actually.
So it is for advanced devotees, all these things are. Those who are eager to know, they have great something. For them it is Prem Bhaktika, Chandrika and Prarthana. Hedehe Nagaravar. Hedehe Nagaravar. Sunohe Muralidhar. Nivedan Kari to Apai. What we will do there? Here. What will be the explanation of Nagarvar? Even very advanced devotee does not know what is the meaning of Nagar. They cannot explain. But here we'll have to explain. Those who have no grid, how can we explain this? So our Prabhupada means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has warned not to sing all these kirtan. Only advanced stages devotees can sing and do all these prarthana. They cannot understand. They will misunderstand all these things. Nagar without Nagari cannot be. And Nagari means with Nagar. Here Nagar means he has given his heart to the Nagari. That is Nagar. Without Radhika Krishna cannot be Nagar. For all gopis, Krishna has done Ras to give Ananda to all gopis, to satisfy gopis. No? To satisfy all gopis. Because they wanted Ras for satisfying Krishna. So Krishna is going to satisfy them. But to Radhika, he is to take rasaswad, to taste bhakti ras, prema ras. Krishna is going to Srimati Radhika and dancing with the Radhika. For them, to satisfy them only. But for taste of prema, he is going to Srimati Radhika. So there is difference between all gopis and Srimati Radhika. How can we define all these things for other devotees who are not adopting Vaidhi Bhakti at all? They will be misguided. And that is Sahajya Bhav. So we should not try to go for all persons, but some qualified devotee it can be given.
Very clear.
Now, you want to read?
The last one.
Do you want?
Yes.
But all these poetries and a slope are only of Sringara. Only that kind of sadhak, which, those who have bhav, visuddha sattva in their heart, for them it has been told. For not other devotees. Here, yesterday we have discussed about this. We have discussed about last 43 slok. In that we have discussed that he wants to decorate Srimati Radhika's eyes with a kajal. No? This was the slok?
No, that was the day before.
Oh.
Now we did the Achha. Red marks on Krishna's forehead.
Oh. Barber's daughter came and...
Yeah.
Laksha rasa. No? Laksha rasa. We have. Now, for a moment, he came in this sense, into sense. And now he is crying, bitterly weeping. And he was going, lying on the earth and weeping. Lot pot karna?
Rolling
on the ground. What to do? Oh, I was seeing that I am putting altar to Radha's feet. And so much concern with Krishna. So I bow down to that altar. When I will have chance to decorate Srimati's feet, lotus feet, by these things. And we think at once anything cramped so brightly in his heart. Then he tells Sisa that at the time of Rasa, Srimati is standing and Krishna, his Kalanidhi, he has given his left hand or the right shoulder of Srimati. No? And that hand was Ajanulambit. Ajanulambit bhuja?
Long,
very long. And Sarpakriti. As if it was a snake. Very cold, very smiling, very gentle, smooth, every quality it has. The smell of hand came in the nose of Srimati Radhika. She became like mad. And that hand was coming on this bomb soldier.
Left.
From right to
left.
And it was coming down here. No? Manu sees that hand is seeking something. Krishna was standing in Tribhanga Lalit. Tribhanga Lalit, you know? And some towards Srimati Radhika. Jhuka hua?
Leaning.
Leaning. Towards Srimati Radhika. As if he wants that my whole body can cover Srimati Radhika's whole body. He was willing. So many things are coming in the mind of Krishna. And he became so much filled with rush as a pot wholly filled by anything, any rush. Understanding? And if there is something here and there, that rush comes out. So Krishna is in so mood. So he is seeing that Radhika is out by hands of Krishna. There was some bhar means load, weight. No? See Krishna having his hand given there in the neck, rounding neck, Krishna has given his balance to Srimati Radhika. So she is something heavy and she was like here. Seeing this, she became at once in inner mood. He was now incensed, but thinking all these things, he became in inner mood, and from that he became like a sakhi, as a manjari. No? Now he is seeing all these things as if it is actual he is seeing, but it was his spurti. I explained ekspurti there. No? But he is seeing as if actual I am seeing and doing all these things. When she mane jhuk gayi mane
putting down
leaning on him
leaning
on Radhika
towards Krishna and Krishna towards Srimati Radhika, and seeing the hands of Krishna there, he at once began to thought that if I have a mallika mala, garland of Mallika Kusham, and in having seen this very beautiful scenery, can I give garland to Srimati Radhika's soldiers? That you are so much lucky,
fortunate,
that you have the Krishna hand upon you, and by keeping hand there, Srimati Radhika is so cheerful. So I want to do Abhinandan of you. Abhinandan?
Welcome.
Oh, I want to welcome these soldiers. That I can do archan of these soldiers by Mallika flower. This is something meaning. Now we will read it. Kalavati natansayo prachura kama pujjojjalat kalanidhi muraddisha prakatarasa sambhavayo bhramat bhramar jhankritair madhura mallika mala muda kadatavatayo samarpayati devi dasi janah. The word meaning is this, Kalavati, Aradhika, Natansayo, she is jhuki hui hai Krishna ke taraf mein,
leaning towards Krishna,
Atansayo, that is Krishna has kept his hand on in around the neck of Srimati Radhika. Here, prachur means abundant. Prachur, abundant, too much. Kama pujjo jwalat. Krishna is here. So much have kam. Kam mane abhilasa.
Desire.
What desire? To play with the Radhika in so various way. In gambling, in decorating, and there's so much vilas. There are so many kinds of vilas. Krishna is Atmaram and Aptakam. You know Atmaram?
Self-satisfied.
Nothing is needed for him. Self-satisfied. There are Kalja, Sukadev Goswami at first, Sanasanandan was Atmaram Yogi. Krishna is root of all yogis, Atmaram. He is Atmaram of Aptaram. And Krishna is Aptakam. Aptakam means all desires have been fulfilled. That is called
Aptakam.
So there are no any desire which is to be fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled, that is apta kam. So Krishna is so, but when he sees any premi bhakta, he becomes so hungry, so much hungry to have prem. No? So much. If he sees Yashoda, she is so hungry that goes and jumps in the laps of Srimati Yashoda and takes in mouth her bread. If he sees Nanda Baba, he goes to the laps of Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba always chumban, kissing and taking his hand on the feet of back foot and giving one laddu. Oh yes. So he is hungry of his sneha, prem. If he is atmaram, aptakami, but yet he sees that cows are coming, Baldevi is coming, Siddham Basudham, Subal Siddham, Lavanga, Tokrishna, all are, Madhumangal are coming. He at once began to taste Sakhara. He cannot be with Yashoda in his home, Nanda Bhavan. He will at once jump out of his home and will play with them. And really, if he sees gopis, and especially to Radhika, what he does? If he sees gopis, he tries to make them santushta. Santushti is?
Satisfy
all the gopis. What they want, he does. But when he sees Radhika, he becomes out of sense. What to do? He forgets everything. And he begins to serve Srimati Radhika here and to take a rasaswad to taste his prem. Gopi taste Krishna prem. But here Srimati Krishna is tasting Radha prem here. And to fulfill this idea, he came as a Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No? So there are some characteristics in Radhika prem. So here he is telling, kama pujo jala. Kama means hidden abhilasa,
desire.
What? Kama desire. Kama means prem. Not prem, but sneha man pranay rag anurag mahabhav prem. So Krishna wants to taste mahabhav. And this taste only can be had by Radhika, not to any other gopi, even not in Chandravali and all others. No? So, kam punya. Punya means heap. Kam means to taste all the bhavas of Srimati Radhika. No? Jalata. This kam is not in a first stage. No? Not first stage. If he burns fire, give fire to anything, first stage comes dhoom.
Smoke.
Then, by and by, a smoke goes away and only flame is coming. And when it is in full progress, that is called prajwalat,
completely.
So come that desires of to taste Radhika's prem, mahabhav, is like a fire. Krishna is burning in that fire. Understand? He is burning in fire.
and he now burning, he wants, who will save me? Who will give water and will subside that fire? She's seeing here and there, and see that only one ashray is Srimati Radhika. So Jalata, means that desire was uncontrolled of Krishna. Only Srimati Radhika can control by giving taste of Mahabhav to Krishna. So Krishna has that kind of calm, so in heat condition, and so in burning in Krishna heart. Now, Kalavati Natansayo Prachura Kama Punjo Jalat Kalanidhi Muradisha Prakata Rasa Sambhavaya Sambhavayo. We have described about Krishna Kam here. What desire? What kind of desire Krishna? And in what stage? Burning stage. When it became? Where it took place? Prakata Rasa.